Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
To Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Good morning. You probably noticed a different voice in the studio today already. It's because I'm joined not by Tim, by someone much more attractive, much more tall, yes. Much more funny, Matt. I don't know if you can feel me buttering you up, Matt. It's so that you keep my mic on all day.
Well, look, let's be honest, that started off then. So, yeah, that's a valid point.
No, I'm super excited to have you in, buddy. Just because Tim's away doesn't mean we won't be opening the courtroom of Tim and Jess a little bit later on, because
so excited.
You and I had a bit of an argument on the weekend.
Yeah.
And it got feisty down at the pub.
As our arguments tend to get.
So you're representing Tim's side of the argument. I don't know if you noticed, but he's well ahead of me in the courtroom.
Yeah, there's a couple more tallies on.
Well ahead of me. So I'm hoping I'm going to get one on the board today. We've also got a massive announcement after 8 o'clock. Huge. Oh. I'm so, so pleased that I get to do this announcement without Tim. Sucked in, buddy.
This is what happens when you leave, Tiger.
Exactly. Tim will be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. though, but still got heaps to get through. Matt, you've been looking after Tim's house while he's been gone the last 2 days.
Yep, looking after the dog, making sure it's all happy and love.
And apparently you've had to resist a bit of an urge at his place.
Constant temptation. It is a real problem for
me. We'll get into that in the next half hour or so. But up next, I want to talk about the most popular times to get busy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that never?
They've released the top 10 most popular times when people have a little bit of a alone, not alone, adult cuddle times. I mean, I'm sure you can probably do it alone as well.
That's the way we do it. Other people, though. Other people.
It's all coming up in the next couple of minutes. You're listening to Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
There apparently is a list of top 10 times that are the best to get a little busy. Get down, getting down.
Oh, if only people could see that creepy wink you just gave me.
I do a good wink. Have you ever seen the double wink? Like,
it's called a blink.
No, you go one after the other. Right. It's sexier.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm still single. So it turns out a survey's been done.
Mm-hmm.
And the top, I'll give you the top three times.
That people just get into it.
People get into it. Mm. What do you reckon is number one?
Oh, I don't know, like just before bed, I guess, yeah?
You would be correct. It is around a bedtime.
Oh.
But Sunday at 9 a.m. is the number one time people are getting down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sunday
Isn't that surprising?
Morning.
Forget a Sunday morning brunch. You're having it in bed.
No, well, you're having a meal. But it's different. Okay.
I mean, and then naturally, Saturday at 10:30 p.m. and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. follow in second and third place. But Sunday at 9 a.m. is when most people are having a little play.
I feel like I have so little idea about how regular people in relationships work. Like, is this, do you think these are people that have been together for a while, or are they picking up, like, is this a Saturday night hanger-on?
If this is a Sunday morning at 9 a.m., that's full daylight. Like, for me, that seems very confronting.
To me, that suggests maybe this is a long-term
This is a couple thing,
yeah.
Right? Like, this isn't a, you don't call someone at 8:30 in the morning and say, hey, come over.
Booty calls on a Sunday morning. I'm sorry, I'm going to church. Maybe afterwards, though, yeah?
Maybe it's like, I don't know, after a booty, I don't, like, let's not get into this, shall we?
Because it just shows how sad and alone we are.
You're listening to Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Matt filling in for Tim today because Tim has gone away for a night. Took all the way down to Brisbane to watch Jet.
He jumped in a time machine and he's gone down to Brisbane.
Now, they're doing some sort of reunion tour. Who cares? You've been looking after his house.
Yep.
And he's very weird about his house.
He really does like to keep it his own private space.
Yeah, it's very rare that we get invited in.
Sometimes I feel like a taxi service.
And we're his closest friends.
Right? So when he's away, obviously, I get to go in, look mm-hmm. after the dog, make sure she's happy and fed,
mm-hmm.
and fight some very strong urges. And it's not just with Tim's place. It's with every time I'm looking after someone's house.
You don't fight that many urges. Last time you were there, you watched RuPaul's Drag Race and had a beer.
Yeah. But look, there are other urges. To dig through his stuff, mostly.
Right.
When I'm at someone else's house and it's, you know, free reign, mm-hmm. I have such a deep and hard to fight urge to just dig through things.
What are the are your places that you are most intrigued by?
If there's like digital things.
Right.
Like, you know, if there's like a hard drive or something attached to the TV, you know, a media drive or anything.
You go straight through that?
Oh, mate. Like, see, sometimes, you know, you see those
folders. For me,
the urge
is like bedside tables. Like, people keep some weird stuff in their bedside tables.
You keep some weird
Do
stuff.
Do not ever look in my bedside table.
No, but that's it, isn't it? Because then the problem with having a bit of a snooperillo is having to deal with the repercussions
right.
of what you may find.
So knowing that you found something and knowing you can never mention you know what it is.
Well, you might find something else out about someone you never knew. Like if you pull out like a full GIMP outfit,
okay.
you know, the latex and stuff. I mean, that's knowledge that you're not supposed to have. But every time you look that person in the eyes, you've got to go, I know that you have to ask permission to pee. Like, what's going on with you?
So, did you end up finding anything at Timmy's house?
No, I didn't look. I didn't look.
Oh, bull.
I didn't.
Oh, now okay. you're just covering your tracks.
Tim, I definitely didn't look. Please don't listen back to this. But no, there was no... I fought this urge, but it's something... Because I'm sad and alone. I don't have pets or loved ones. So therefore, I'm often called over to people's houses to look after their stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is one of my greatest urges to fight.
Remind me to never ask you to house sit, hey? Yeah.
Well, last time I was in your house, we put a snake skin next to your bed and it caused a lot of tears. So.
I mean, just, I'm still terrified of snakes. So thank you for that one.
You're welcome. I love you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And today, I've got a bit of a footy story, Matt. With Tim away, this is a bit interesting. So you're going to have to back me up here. Mm. But yesterday, huge announcement in regards to State of Origin. Billy Slater has been ruled out for the State of Origin Game 1.
Big shock.
Because he suffered a hamstring injury during a practice training session. And this is the second time he's injured the same hamstring. So usually the second time means that it's a longer recovery process.
Yeah.
So he trained on Sunday, decided, you know what, I'm not at my 100%. Didn't want to let the team down on Wednesday. So he was like, it's better I don't play than I play half-assed.
Oof. Big call, because even his half-assed is still
it's still better than anyone else's, right? Yeah. Look, and he has said that this is going to be his final State of Origin series. Like, after this, he's retired from rep footy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a bit of a shame that he's not going to be playing that first game. Hopefully, he's all rested and recovered for the next one and he can come out even harder.
Just smash it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, Wednesday is going to be an interesting game. They haven't decided on... There's been a few rumours about who will be replacing him and who will be moving into that bench position. So they haven't decided to make any calls just yet. And we'll probably see something tomorrow morning before the game.
I mean, and as a professional footballer yourself.
Of course.
I understand. How do you feel Queensland are going to do?
Look, I don't know any other players other than Billy Slater, so I'm going to have an education on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're just going to be sitting on your couch going, okay. He is this is a person, and he also plays games.
Do you know what, though? I'm finally going to understand while watching the game what's happening, which has never happened to me before. So that's going to be the exciting part, really.
Very exciting for everyone involved.
Check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
And Matt, there's apparently some new long-haul flights that are scheduled from Brisbane to make travelling internationally a little bit easier.
Well, not quite scheduled yet. They're definitely looking at it, though. Mm-hmm. So Airbus is sort of looking at adding this special long-range plane to Qantas flights.
Yeah.
So they'll be going from Brisbane, well, have the capability anyway, to go from Brisbane to London or to New York.
Incredible.
One, no stops.
Yeah. How long will that take?
So they reckon maybe about 20 hours.
Right.
20 hours.
On a plane.
So they've already
got that one. You wouldn't want to fly to economy.
Oh, mate. Can you imagine? Because they've already got the one that's going from Perth to London. That's mm-hmm. like 17 hours in a row.
Yeah.
Extra 320. I feel like that's Oof.
Well, you just went to Europe last year.
Yeah.
What was your flights like? How many stops did you have on the way there?
I just did the one. So we stopped in Dubai.
But right.
That was still like a big stretch.
Mm,
that was
absolutely.
Like 15 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a petite man. This may shock
Stop
you.
Stop it.
I'm
what?
6'4", 100 and something kilos. And so economy flights, unpleasant to begin with. But I'm not sure I could do that.
Really?
I feel like mentally,
yeah.
I might have a breakdown being stuck in a tube of farts for 20 hours.
Yeah, that's a great description of a plane, tube of farts. I always get sick, especially like a long-haul flight like that. I would get sick immediately because I sleep the whole time.
So my mouth
is wide open to all the air conditioning in the flight. And I'm just like snoring through the whole thing.
Oh,
I'm that
mate.
Person that as soon as like we take off, I'm out. And then I only wake up as we're landing.
I
reckon I would just hibernate for 20 hours. I would turn into a cat and I would just sleep for 20 hours.
Never hated you more than this moment. How do you get to sleep? I am awake the entire thing.
It's my only skill in life. To sleep wherever I possibly can.
They're saying because it's such a long haul, they might have to make different considerations about how they design the plane.
Oh, absolutely.
So like talking about, you know, having areas with literally dedicated exercise areas and that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
And more standing spaces. Because, you know, in planes now, you kind of just mm-hmm. have to mill about near the galley
yep.
or the toilets just to get a bit of standing time.
I got caught on a flight to New York just stretching next to the toilet. The flight attendant was like, are you right, ma'am? Do you want to take a seat? I was like, oh, just doing some yoga. You know, you've got to make sure you keep the muscles pumping.
You've got your yoga mat on the floor. Active wear, ready to go.
I'm a delight on a flight. Oh. I really am.
I can't imagine it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Someone that people have dubbed the Kitten Whisperer.
Right.
And I'm so jealous. Just so jealous.
I'm going to need a little more explanation.
So this lady in Dalby in Queensland was out walking her dog along a highway. It was just a random highway, a bit deserted. She's out walking her dog. And all of a sudden she comes across a litter of kittens.
Oh.
Like 10 kittens that have just obviously been dumped on the side of the road. And they weren't like feral cats because she said they knew what a human was.
Right.
Like I walked up to them and they weren't hissing. They were like more meowing and trying to get cuddles.
Yeah, because feral cats will go the jugular.
Oh, yeah,
they will take
absolutely.
You out.
But when kittens have been domesticated, like they're looking for a human. They're looking for their next meal.
Yes, thanks.
So she walks up to them, sees that there's a whole group of them and goes, all right, well, I'll walk home, grab myself a box so I can pick them all up.
Smart.
And take them with me. She starts walking. All 10 start following her down the highway.
Oh, that's a bit
cute. Oh, my God. You should see the photos. Like, my ovaries are exploding. It's, like, too much. There's 10 of them. They all look identical. So cute. She said at one point, the littlest one got really tired because they were about a kilometre away from home.
That's a big hike.
And so she had to pick him up.
Oh, no.
Carry him down.
No.
Oh, devastating.
Kitten Whisperer. Like, why doesn't this happen to me? Why don't cats just, like, follow me in my life?
Your own cat doesn't follow you anywhere.
Yeah, last night I was like, Chandler, where are you? And he'd was rather sit on the couch than come and sleep in bed with me. So
he's like,
whatever.
I'm good, thanks, love. Just catching up on friends.
I'm sick of the cuddles. Leave me alone.
Let me get a man. Leave me be, woman.
They call me the cat pesterer.
Poor Chandler.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
It's Matt filling in for Tim until tomorrow morning when Timmy is back. And until he gets back on a very special day tomorrow, obviously, my birthday.
Yeah.
I want to just have free reign to talk about my birthday. Is that fine with you? Oh, what? It's not your show. Okay, cool.
Mate, yet I still can control those microphones. So
I know it's a concern, isn't it?
Get that respect level up, eh?
So basically, for those who have missed it the last 70 weeks that I've been talking about it.
Approximately.
My birthday's tomorrow,
yeah.
And I turned 27 years old. Which feels very old. I was. My plan was always to have my life together by the time I was 26. Like, I was going to have kids and a husband and just like a great career and just everything.
I remember those thoughts too.
And
back
like,
in the day.
26 came and now 26 is gone and
yep.
I'm 27 and I'm no closer to several of those things.
Mate, as a person who's gone over that hill, I can assure you that it doesn't get any better any faster.
I feel like I'm in a toboggan and I don't really know where my life is going, and I'm slowly just on this like very steep, unsteady hill slipping into 30.
Yeah, 30
is very, very close. 30 is closer than 20 for me right now.
Yeah. You're about to jump into a new category on surveys.
Yeah.
What age you grab you in?
Oh, yeah. I'm nearly in a different box.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a struggle,
and
mate.
And look, it's got me really scared. I'm like, I need to start putting some life goals together.
Sure. Let's first goal, get goals.
let's make a list of things I need to accomplish by the time I'm 30, because I feel like 30 is the cutoff for a lot of things.
Excuse the tears, the sound of my own tears dripping down onto the
keyboard. Yeah, sorry, Maddie's 47, so...
Okay, calm down, please. People will obviously not believe that because I sound so youthful and beautiful.
Oh, obviously. Do you have a lot of things that you wanted to accomplish by the time you were 30? Whether you accomplished them or not?
Am I asking
the wrong person?
I've done nothing. I've got nothing on my plate. You know, people are like, I've had a couple of good long-term relationships. Mm. Nope. I'm financially stable. Nope. I've got a really nice car. Nope.
See, I would love to find myself a partner before I'm 30.
Are we taking call 30, 12, 16?
Absolutely not. No, I'd like to think that I would have had or be on my way to having my first kid by the time I'm 30. But that's 3 years off and it feels just so far away.
Things can change real quick, though. I've had a lot of mates that have just met someone, all of a sudden it's just blossomed into quite the relationship. But they don't know how that happened.
On the other end of the scale, there's one particular part of traveling that I'd like to get done before I'm 30, because I feel like physically I won't be able to accomplish it after 30.
I am perplexed. What on earth are you thinking about?
I've always wanted to do Machu Picchu.
Oh, right.
It's like a four-day trek.
Yeah.
And I feel like once I hit 30, that ship sailed. That's it.
The old knee won't handle it.
Nope, she won't be able to. I could barely do it now and I'm at 26. So I feel like that one's on the list.
Machu Picchu. Yeah. I'm up for that.
13, 12, 16. Mm. What's something that I need to accomplish before 30?
Yeah. Like, what is something that you really feel like you had to tick off before you got there?
Maybe you did your own bucket list before you were 30. Yeah. I want some ideas, things I need to accomplish, because it's just getting there real fast.
And look, for everyone that is over 30, I feel your pain about this discussion. She's talking like it's the end of the world.
It is. It's the end of life as I know it. Ready? And we're talking about the steep decline into 30.
Your sharp descent into just death, I guess.
Look, it's just one of those things at the moment that I've noticed that, like, all right, it comes around a little bit of reflection every year on my birthday.
Yeah.
That tomorrow I'm going to be turning 27.
Mm.
And, like, two of my friends just got engaged this week. Oh. Another one's about to pop out a kid.
Rude.
And I'm really accomplishing very little with my life over here. Like, I'm considering buying another cat. Like, that's...
Oh, mate. Don't. I feel like that is a step in the wrong direction. You're at a bit of a fork in the road here. Don't go down that.
I just feel like I've got 3 years left until I turn 30. Mm. And I want to use them wisely.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to think by 30, I might have a husband.
Sure.
A kid maybe on the way.
Oh, baby or two.
Maybe let's start making my grandma proud about something for once. They don't care that I've got a career.
No.
They just want some grandchildren.
Where's the babies? That was the perfect grandma accent, just FYI.
Yeah, well done. What she sounds like. So I'm 13, 12, 16, have been asking, what are some things that I need to do before I turn 30? Some things to tick off the bucket list, because I'm thinking I really want to do Machu Picchu, which is a four-day trek, and I think after three more years, I reckon that's it. Like, I reckon 30 is my cutoff. I don't reckon,
mate,
I can do it.
I'm not 100% sure you can do it now, but that's fine as long as you feel good about it.
So true. We've got Sophie from Gracemere on 13 to 16. Sophie, what's something I should be doing before I hit 30?
Skydiving.
Skydiving.
Yes.
Now, Matt's suggested this off air, and I quietly declined. Actually, not so quietly declined. I had a mate of mine, his chute didn't open. So I won't be doing skydiving. Absolutely not.
Obviously survive.
Yes. Yeah. He's fine now, but, I mean, a little traumatising. It put me off going ever again. Have you skydived, Sophie?
I haven't, but I'm 29 turning 30 next year.
Oh, so this is one of your things you're going to tick off.
Yes, I'm thinking about doing it for my 30th birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope I haven't put you off, so. Good luck, mate. Let me know how it turns out.
Thanks.
Also got Steve from Yeppoon on 13, 12, 16. Steve, what should I be doing before I hit 30?
Having fun, mate. Nothing else.
Oh, buddy.
That's some advice.
That's what I've been doing too much of, Steve, and that's why I've accomplished exactly nothing.
Wait till you're 40. Wait till you're 40.
Oh, you reckon I can extend it another 10 years? Just
Yeah.
40's the new 30.
Steve, I'm liking this.
That's it. Take the pressure off. Just push it back 10 years.
Don't worry about babies and flash cars. Just have fun.
Oh, you were incredible, Steve.
Yes.
It's like he's seen my car.
Don't worry about nice things.
Oh, thank you. That's all you need.
And thanks so much for your call, buddy. Appreciate it.
See ya. Bye.
So, skydiving and having a good time. I feel like we're going to take Steve's advice and just chill out until I'm 40.
Put your feet up. Don't buy more cats, though. I can still see that look in your eye. You're still stuck on those little kittens from before.
They were so cute,
Yeah,
though.
But you don't need that. You don't want to become a cat lady. If you're trying to get babies, you don't want to be having fur babies.
Let's be real. I've already crossed that line.
Sad and true.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Reese Witherspoon is not just working on Big Little Lies at the moment, but potentially a third movie of one of my favourite series.
Oh, yours and mine both. Legally Blonde 3 is in talks as we speak. Now, the first Legally Blonde came out in 2001, of course, starring Reese Witherspoon. They made a second one not long after that. This would be 15 or 17 years later. Now, the thing is this. Not only will Reese Witherspoon star in the film, of course, she will be the leading executive producer. Because, you know, she's a boss, okay? She is not here to play. She came to stay and play. I'm so excited for this film. We don't know what exactly, you know, the concept will be. Someone said to me earlier, like, wait, won't you be like grandmother age? No, it was not that long ago. So in the movie, the first one, she graduated college at like, what, 23? Yeah. This is 17 years later, so she'd be, say, 40. She still looks, honestly, she looks 30. Like, I've seen her up close out in the wild, and she looks 30.
Dean,
so beautiful, and I think there might be a role for her daughter, who is literally like her doppelganger as well. So
it's creepy how similar
they are. My voice, this is really good news.
My prediction is her daughter's going to play her daughter in the movie,
yep.
And she's going to be going to law school as well. Like it's going to be a remake of the first one, but with her daughter instead of her.
You are just wasted on radio. How are you not running the country?
Take me to Hollywood, Dean.
Seriously. You're brilliant. Brilliant. Yep, fabulous. I think that is a great, great, great concept and a great idea. So,
thanks so much, Dean.
You'll hear it all first here, of course.
Thanks, buddy. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
As always, you can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au. I just need Dean McCarthy behind me, just cheering me on every day. Like
he's
so
supportive.
He makes me feel so good about myself.
He's a good boy.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Enough of the niceties, Matthew. It's time to open the courtroom.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. But the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right. The only courtroom where no one else matters except the judge. We don't care about the jury. We don't care about the defendant. We don't care about the plaintiff. Those are court things, right?
Yeah, cool.
Today's little argument for the courtroom came up over a little nice birthday dinner we had for you the other night.
Yes, lovely.
We went out to the pub. Timmy ordered himself a little chicken parmigiana. And it came out and I went, oh, they've put ham on it.
Yeah.
And I was disgusted by the fact that they'd put ham on chicken parmigiana. And you and Timmy both looked at me.
With this face, this utter confusion and contempt.
And said, of course there's ham on a chicken parmigiana.
That's what do you expect.
Mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went, bull. This is not how you make a chicken parmigiana. I dated an Italian. for 2 years.
Oh,
worst 2 years of my life.
You're ticking off the Europe continent.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Get in touch, Germany. But I never expect ham on my chicken parmesan. In fact, I'm disappointed when it comes out with ham on the chicken parmesan.
And here we are all disappointed in you because that is so incorrect. I don't even have the words for it. A chicken parmigiana, a.k.a. chicken cat's pajamas,
yep.
always has ham. If it comes without ham, I am severely disappointed.
Well, 13, 12, 16, we need a judge. Do you expect ham on your chicken parmigiana?
Absolutely.
Do you want to hear from some of the jury members on our Facebook page, Matthew?
Yeah, and I imagine they'll be all supporting me.
Michelle said, hell yes, a palmy isn't a palmy without ham. I'll forgive you for calling it a palmy, Michelle. We've got Michaela said, I don't expect it, but I'm very happy when there is some and disappointed when there's pineapple. Who's getting pineapple on their chicken parmesan?
See, that sounds like a completely different thing.
A couple of people have suggested that instead of ham, they only want bacon. Who's getting chicken parmesan with bacon, first of all?
Is that a breakfast parma?
I don't know, but I'm on board with it.
I'm sold.
13, 12, 16, your chance to be our judge. First call through will get the final say, whether it's garbage or whether it's, you know, my view.
So give us a call, 13, 12, 16, and agree that, yes, a chicken parmesan requires ham on it.
Do you expect ham on your chicken parmesan? 13, 12, 16 is the number. Give us a call. In the middle of the courtroom of Tim and Jess, because it doesn't matter that Tim's away, we still need to, you know, decide the fate of something on a Tuesday.
Of course. Something needs to hang in the balance. Otherwise, it doesn't feel like a Tuesday.
Today, we're talking about chicken parmesanas. A very important topic to my heart, Matthew.
Who loves a bit, like, pub grub? It's top of everyone's list.
Yeah. We had a pub meal on Sunday. Tim started the argument between all of us. He ordered himself a chicken parmesana and came out with ham.
Yeah.
And I was disgusted that it came out with ham.
And we were all collectively disgusted that you were disgusted.
A lot of the jury members swinging either way, saying, do you expect ham on your chicken parmesana? But none of them matter, Matthew. The only person that matters is the next person we've got on the line. His name is Brendan. He is our judge. He's from Gladstone. Brendan, where are you leaning towards on this ham on your chicken parmesana topic?
Well, I think the fundamentals of Italian food is that it's always what's local to your area. And seeing we have lots of pigs in Australia, I think we should have ham on the chicken.
Wow.
Not only does he agree with me correctly, but he also gave a valid reason.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Yes.
So, Brendan, you think that you deserve ham. You expect ham on your chicken parmigiana.
The way I see it is if I'm paying $18 for a chicken parmy without ham and $18 for a chicken parmy with ham, well, I know which way I'm going to go.
More meat. The more meat, the merrier.
All
100%.
Right. Final say, Brendan. Chicken, ham on your chicken parmigiana, yes or no?
Yeah, definitely. Always. Always.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
I like that idea of bacon.
I'm also up for bacon. Absolutely.
Thanks, Brendan. You know what the worst part of all this is, Matt? That Tim wasn't even here and he still beat me in the courtroom this week. He's going to be so smug when he walks in here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, hope you're enjoying this smug face staring right at you because you were wrong, Jess.
Get out of here.
One more tally up on the good guys list.
You're listening to Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Very exciting news.
What a blessed day.
Came across my phone yesterday, and I had to hold on to it for a good 24 hours, Matthew, to make sure that, you know, everyone was feeling comfortable, everyone was feeling good. So now I want something really dramatic for this big announcement of mine. Have you got anything that we could probably copy?
Look, let's go with this.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
Subtle.
Yes. So dramatic. Oh.
It's still building.
Bo Timothy, our Hit CQ baby, has finally been born! Congratulations to our big hashtag HitCQ baby mama, Stacey. Mum and Bob are both doing very well. Little Bo Timothy is 7 pounds, 9 ounces.
That's imperial, that and I can barely understand
like that's
kilograms.
Small. Is that so? I mean, Stacey probably wouldn't agree that
nine
it's
is probably
small.
Nine is a huge baby, so yeah, it's probably normal.
I'm doing very well. It was born yesterday morning, around 1 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. So, yeah, very, very excited to finally meet our Hit CQ baby. If you've just joined us on this journey, basically in February, Stacey got in touch with Tim and I and said, hey, I want you to name my child in exchange for the block of caramel chocolate you've got.
Because caramel was a very big thing.
Like 4 months ago, yes. Mm. And so we said, sure, Stacey, no problem. We spun a wheel of baby fortune. It landed on Bo. Stacey decided in honour of the Tim and Jess show, she was also going to give him this middle name, Timothy. Bo Timothy is now his name. And now that we've seen a delivery, Matt, we can finally have the delivery of caramel chocolate.
First of all, let's just say we didn't see the delivery.
Thank God. You can check out the photo of little Bo Timothy, little BT as Tim calls him, on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ. And we're going to be chatting to Stacey to arrange the delivery, finally, of the caramel chocolate and see her reaction, see whether it was worth her letting a radio station name her child.
God, I hope the chocolate's still good.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And do you like Vegemite, Matt?
I'm a big fan of the old veg.
Yeah, see, I'm not a huge fan of Vegemite, so this next story kind of doesn't sound appealing to me. But Boost Juice are starting to put Vegemite in their smoothies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like it on toast.
Well, apparently their new Vegemite smoothie combines a bit of a flavour, you know, palette for you. chocolate, dates, vanilla yogurt, banana, and just a hint of Vegemite for that little extra kick.
Oh, but is it kicking the right way? I don't know if I'm sure about that.
I'm all right with chocolate and vanilla yogurt and banana. I think that would be a good combination. Maybe throw in some peanut butter.
I could definitely do some dates at the moment.
But oh, didn't need to know that.
You're welcome.
But apparently the flavour profile is actually very similar to like a caramel flavour.
I don't know.
Who knew? I don't know.
Apparently, I feel like it's going to have to be something I try, I guess.
It's all part of their new milk bar range, which also features cookies and cream and a Rocky Road flavoured smoothie.
Oh, well, tick, tick. I'm up for that, for surezies.
I feel like it's sort of like when Cadbury introduced the chocolate with Vegemite in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, ooh, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I reckon it's going to be one of those things that divides everyone.
Yeah, seriously, I took a hard pass on Vegemite chocolate.
Oh, mate, I don't even like it on my toast, so I'm not putting it in anything else. Actually, that being said, I've had a Vegemite and cheese sausage before, and that was quite good.
Mate, where are you eating? What is happening in your life with Vegemite and cheese sausage?
I got a fancy Bunnings near me, mate.
You were classy, isn't it?
You can check out this story and everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Matt, you have joined our Hit Central Queensland team for beard season.
Yeah. I was 100% up for it. I mean, Tim, you know, you've seen his moustache.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone's seen his moustache.
Look, he said to me, like, oh, shave your moustache and, like, have it, like, look like me. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I'll follow. but then I realised how much it looked like him. And I was like, well, I don't want to have the moustache. And so it conveniently lined up with me shaving the beard clean off.
Right.
To join in on beard season.
Just in time for beard season.
Yeah,
now,
perfect.
Beard season, if you haven't heard us talk about it yet, is all about raising money to fight against melanoma.
Yeah.
And really turning the tide of complacency when it comes to skin cancer, because a lot of people aren't getting regular skin checks.
No.
And so the whole idea of beard season is that men across Australia will not shave for the entire month of June and July and August, all of winter.
Yeah.
And when people ask, why are you growing your beard so long? Mm. They can open a discussion about getting a regular skin check and making sure we are fighting against this melanoma, because it affects 2 out of every 3 Australians.
It's intense.
And even more internationally. So it's one of the most easy cancers to treat as well. So it's really important if you go out and get your skin check. Tim and I are going to be getting a skin check a little bit later on this month.
Yep.
To kick off beard season. But you can still have time to join us. If you want to grow yourself a beard, all you have to do is head to beardseason.com and search for the HIT Central Queensland team.
Yep.
Join in. We've got a few people on the team so far. So you won't be alone. Everyone grow their beard. Spread this message out far and wide. And let's raise some money for a much needed cause.
It's a fantastic idea. And I mean, as a walking melanoma warning, I am, you know,
you are a very pasty boy.
I burn very easily. Mm. I know definitely that it's something I've got to check. Dad's
you come and get a skin check with us.
I will, of course.
Yeah,
I had a thing cut out of my neck earlier, mid last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't cancerous, but it was a dodgy bit of skin cell. So they had to remove it.
If you're getting regular skin checks, you can jump on it before they become dangerous.
Yeah, that's it, eh? Because you don't know what it looks like. Whereas a trained doctor will be like, yeah, mate, that ain't right.
That's not looking good. So come and check it out, beardseason.com. There's a link up on our Facebook page and on our Instagram as well. Just search for HitCQ.
Yeah, jump on it. Let's grow our beards and just rub them together. It'll be super weird.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HitCQ.